Roadblock.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Swedish carmakers Volvo and Saab are getting help from their government. Today, Sweden promised more than $3 billion in credit guarantees and emergency loans to the two carmakers. Their problem mainly is Ford and GM. Ford owns Volvo, GM owns Saab. And it's still not clear that the American automakers are going to get help from their government. Last night, the House approved $14 billion in loans, but things do not look good in the Senate. More from Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Senate Republicans are promising a filibuster. Some say the plan invests too much power in the car czar. Others say too little. The senators want the plan to force sweeping changes in the auto industry, including deep wage cuts and reduced debt. Without an overhaul, the bill is unlikely to win passage in the Senate. In many ways, this game was over before it started. Senate Republicans refused to even participate in negotiations over the plan because of their general opposition to a bailout. General Motors and Chrysler are depending on this $14 billion emergency loan to avoid bankruptcy. GM is spending $2 billion in cash each month and says it's weeks away from running out of money. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
UCLA's Anderson forecast is out this morning with this startling revelation. Quote, the news from the economy is bad. Thank you for that. The report does have some predictions. GDP will shrink by 4% this quarter, 3% next quarter, and 1% in the first two quarters of next year. The lack of consumer and business spending will be the main culprit. The forecast also says by early next year, Congress will be raining money on the economy. Stock markets are kind of conflicted this morning. In Asia, the markets closed about 50-50 between gains and losses. European shares are also mixed so far. The Dow added 70 points yesterday, a fraction to 87.61. The Nasdaq climbed 18, and the S&P 500 was up 10. Oil is a bit higher this morning, about $45 a barrel. So much has shifted during this economic fallout. Speculation and risk have given way to treasury bonds. Concern about inflation has morphed into concern about deflation. And the U.S. trade balance with China and other countries has shrunk from the Grand Canyon to most of the Grand Canyon. We get the latest trade deficit this morning. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
A weaker dollar and growth overseas have boosted U.S. exports by 15%, and the sputtering economy at home means less demand for imports. Could more balanced trade be the silver lining in the current recession?
It's more like a silver bullet.
Economist Peter Navarro says China is moving quickly to prop up U.S. demand.
In the last few months, they significantly raised their export subsidies, and they significantly devalued their currency relative to the dollar. It's not fair trade, and it's not good for America.
Navarro says struggling consumers here will snap up cheap Chinese products, keeping the trade deficit high. And that's fine with economist Dan Griswold at the Cato Institute. He says foreign countries that make money off the U.S. then invest it here.
The negative side of balanced trade is we'd have less capital coming into the United States and going to work here in our own economy.
Griswold says the U.S. benefits when trading partners have a stake in strong U.S. demand for their products. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Remember about a year ago, the British pound was crushing the dollar? It was setting a new record every day at more than 2-1. Those days are over. The pound isn't even $1.50 this morning. Its drop has some Brits considering the unthinkable. Christopher Worth has more from London.
The story of a declining currency is all about winners and losers. Eden Basic is the co-owner of Ferreza, a chain of gourmet pizza restaurants in London. Their selling point is top quality ingredients imported from Italy.
This is pancetta, Italian pancetta. There's radicchio, now fiori di latte mozzarella.
That last one, mozzarella, is very important.
Cannot find it in this country. It's called fiori di latte, which is like flower of the milk.
Ferreza imports a ton of mozzarella every week, and he pays for it in euros. But Ferreza's customers pay him in British pounds. As the pound has dropped in value against the euro, Basic's cheese bill has gotten a lot bigger. That makes him a loser. The pound has also fallen against the dollar, and I get paid in dollars.
If I could just have one cup of coffee, please.
That makes me a winner.
1.75.
Thanks.
My $4 cup of coffee just went to about $3. And all of the pressure on the pound has sparked a debate over something that hasn't been so much as whispered about in Britain in over a decade. Giving up the pound sterling and, okay, quiet now, adopting the euro.
It's really an emotional issue for a lot of people in Britain.
Roland Rudd is the chairman of Business for New Europe.
But ultimately, as with everything, it comes down to economics.
He says converting to the euro could unify Europe's response to the financial crisis. The European Central Bank, and not the Bank of England, would control the UK's monetary policy.
A number of people see the loss of sterling would equate to a loss of sovereignty.
Hugo Robinson is at the think tank Open Europe.
A weakening of the pound sterling is no bad thing.
That's because British exports go up when the pound goes down. The debate will go on, but the pound would probably have to collapse to get the Brits to give up their sterling. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.